Supply, offering complete metal roofing solutions to the Southeast. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
After the coldest morning of the season so far, nice recovery on the way later. Sunshine today with a high temperature around 58 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cold, overnight low 36. Tomorrow, start of a nearly perfect November weekend with sunshine, mid-60s tomorrow, low 40s on Saturday night, and upper 60s with a good bit of sun on Sunday as well. And continued nice as we start Thanksgiving week, Monday and Tuesday, lots of sun, high temperatures in the middle 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama's infant mortality rate has dropped to a historic low, and state health officials believe they know why. Health officials say a drop in the number of teenage pregnancies and a drop in smoking contributed to the decrease in the infant mortality rate. Marengo County District Attorney Greg Griggers is recovering this morning after he was wounded in an ambush-style shooting outside of his office in Demopolis. A drug task force agent returned fire and shot and killed the alleged attacker. And Montgomery City and County officials will try to convince voters to approve a property tax increase to help fund Montgomery Public Schools. Mayor Todd Strange says there will be some objections, but a new school board is a step in the right direction. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Darn, the vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and buddy, here we go. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yes, Bubba, the holidays are here, and we have fresh crop pecans in at Tucker Pecan. We've got them in the shell, halves, pieces, roasted and salted, fresh crop, candies, chocolates. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We have the easiest shopping available. You call us up, send us a list, we take care of the rest. Your Christmas shopping for your family and friends is done in a hurry. If they don't want pecans or candies, you just need a little gift for your next door neighbor, come on down to Tucker Pecan, where we have the best gift selection in town. We have jewelry, we have purses, we have sweaters, we have jams, we have seasonings, we have the Little Bull seasoning. We have all kinds of great things at Tucker Pecan, plus plenty and plenty of Christmas ornaments for to make your tree the best in town, Bubba, the best.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and maybe you've been thinking about purchasing a new utility vehicle, but good grief, have you seen and priced those things lately? Now, I don't need some souped-up desert racing or mountain climbing machine, but a traditional, rugged UTV for chores around my home, business, or hunting property. So if you're like me, I'd like to introduce you to the best-kept secret in utility vehicles, the Landstar by American Landmaster. These rugged and dependable vehicles start out at only $46.99 for the two-wheel four-wheel drive models, and the four-wheel drive models start at only $66.99. The Landstar is made in the USA and equipped with Kohler and Honda engines that carry a three-year warranty. And this month, we're offering 0% interest for 36 months or monthly payments starting as low as $93. So if you're in the market for a traditional, rugged, and dependable UTV, come by and test drive the Landstar exclusively at CTE Outdoor Power, I-5 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The Home Depot has savings on impressing the neighbors with 25% off licensed inflatables and yard decor. The holidays are blowing up big time at the Home Depot with the largest assortment of holiday characters and decor around at prices that are the exact opposite of inflated. 25% off licensed inflatables. This is how we take festive outside. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through November 21st. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, 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 partying. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend. Now we're driving.
My mind is blown. I can't tell you why.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I'll never be able to discuss this on the air, but I don't even think I can do a show, Jack. My brain is all over the walls. My mind has just completely exploded.
Well, it isn't what I expected.
Well, no. No, not at all. All right, our number 272-9228, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock as you make your way through the River Region or wherever you find yourself. In examining our listenership, I have determined our listenership extends far beyond the River Region. We need to stop discussing it as a River Region show. A national show, Jack Campbell. Certainly a statewide show. Certainly a statewide show. We get a lot of listeners on these apps from all over the place.
Really?
You should see where they come from because, you know, you can tell.
How can you tell?
You can look it up.
Do you do that?
I've been known to do it from time. I'm not psycho about it. It's happened.
Yeah, you are.
It's happened. Our number 272-9228, 272-9228. Carolyn's shagging phones today. So if you don't like me and think I'm a terrible phone screener, you're correct. I am. But, you know, she loves talking to you off here. She loves it. She just have a whole conversation with you. Actually, don't do that. Give her your name. Yeah. She'll put you on the board, and then we'll get to you as soon as we can. That's the polite way to handle it. That's the polite way to handle it. All right. I have a lot of news. I mean, this stack here, and plus I have two stacks of news we didn't get to the last couple of days. I have news galore. At some point today, there's going to be a little, philosophical rant at one point. I'm not going to do it at 9 o'clock anymore. It's too early. On a Friday. It's way too early on a Friday. I want to open with one of the most tragic stories I've read in recent times. Greg Griggers is the district attorney out in West Alabama.
Demopolis. Yeah.
Yeah, out there. Marengo County. I kind of don't know what other counties are in that district. A couple of counties near where he is. Maybe Hale County, somewhere. He was shot in the face yesterday. Now, I don't have any more details than was available. Than were available late yesterday afternoon. But this guy was shot in the face. The district attorney of that district, the 17th Judicial Circuit, I guess. Just a horrific, horrific story. The first story I got was that the district attorney was involved in a shooting and someone was dead. And I was like, oh my gosh, Greg Grigger's a nice guy. I hope he's not dead. And then I hear he was shot in the face. I'm like, well, he probably is the one who was dead. No, he survived and is expected to be treated and released to the hospital. Believe it or not. I don't know how that works. I guess you get shot in the cheek, it's considered the face. But the guy who shot him was shot and killed at the scene. So I got the. Then I learned the guy who shot him is a state trooper or a former state trooper.
Really?
Yes. But if he's a former state trooper and he's shooting a district attorney.
Bitter party of one.
Exactly. He might have been charged with something. That might be why he's a former state trooper. But he's dead as a wedge. They killed that guy, and rightfully so. I mean, my goodness. You think police officers and law enforcement freaks out when a police officer gets shot? You start shooting DAs and judges and see how they respond. It doesn't end well for the shooter.
No, not usually.
A lot of those guys have tremendous respect for the... because, you know, if you do the investigatory work, if you go down and chase a bad guy down an alley... You want the DA and the judge to put him away. You don't want to have a DA and a judge. So they take a liking to these guys. They take a liking to these guys. They respect them. So anyway, it's a terrible, terrible case. Let's see here.
So who killed the killer or who killed the shooter?
I guess police officers at the scene. I don't know. He was shot in his car out in front of his office. And his office, I think, is at the courthouse right there. So
in Demopolis.
Yeah. Wow. No. In Linden, I guess.
Well, that's Marengo.
That's where it is. Yeah. Demopolis, Marengo County, yeah. Same place.
No, I mean, Demopolis isn't in Marengo.
Sure it is.
Is it?
Yeah. Sure it is. Well, why wouldn't it be, Jay? Unless they move the political boundary.
It's a circuit, though. And it could be a couple of counties.
No, but I know for a fact it is. I've worked recs in Demopolis and had the trials in Linden.
Okay.
It's that Highway 43 corridor right there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that goes from Tuscaloosa to Mobile.
It's Linden. It's Marengo County, right? Yeah, I thought it was.
I didn't think so.
Says, during the press conference, Captain Jason Roberts said the suspect opened fire on Griggers ambush style as he was on his vehicle on the way back from having lunch with several other law enforcement officers. Incident happened at 1 p.m. At least he eats a tidy lunch and gets back on time. 1 p.m., I mean 12 to 1, the one-hour lunch. The shooter's been identified as Stephen Smith Jr., former state trooper who was previously questioned in connection with a 1996 incident in which someone used a shotgun to shoot up the home of Sumter County Circuit Judge Eddie Hardaway. It's the same trooper from all those years ago. My agents with the 4th Judicial Drug Task Force have been down there a few hours and say it's definitely him. I asked him if they were 100% sure it was him, and they said they are. I wonder what he did. I wonder why this happened.
No, that's bizarre.
He wouldn't say why Smith was fired. He was fired in 1996. But, man, it can't be related. 22 years, and then you shoot up a different DA? I just don't buy it. I just don't buy it. But anyway, that's crazy stuff. One of the craziest stories. Tragic day in Alabama. An absolutely tragic day. DAs should not be getting shot.
No.
They do good work. Most of them are good people. Most of them are good people. There are some that are a little overzealous. I'll say that. There are some that are a little overzealous. There are some that maybe fabricate evidence from time to time, but not around here. Not around here.
Don't, please.
No, I'm not going to name any. I don't know any off the top of my head, but it happens. You see it from time to time.
I know.
But, you know, Randall Houston, Daryl Bailey, they seem like pretty rock solid guys.
Yeah, they are.
Our number 27292. I guess, Jack, it's Friday.
You want to hear about my truck?
I would love to hear about your truck. I told everybody the story yesterday.
Oh, you did? Somebody texted me and said you need to tell the story.
Well, tell the story.
Well, if you already told it.
Well, I read the text, and we kind of. Oh. But listen. I'm not vain enough to believe every single person listens every single day. There are a lot of people who turn it off the days you're not here. I'm not stupid.
Well, I know
you people. I know who you are. I got your IP addresses.
Wednesday, I had, you know, done the show, and I had a couple of errands running and eat lunch, and I got home about 3 o'clock. And I parked in the back of my house in the driveway and had the garage up. The truck was not in the driveway. And I left it unlocked. Because I was leaving to go back out around 5:30. And, of course, it gets dark early, and I was taking a load of garbage out, and I threw it in the trash can. I lowered the garage. I opened the door of my truck, the driver's side, and there's a wet one of those collapsible umbrellas on my front seat. And I thought, who's been in my truck? And then I look over in the passenger seat, and there's a woman staring at me. And I said, who are you and why are you in my truck? And I try to be calm about it. She said, I'm waiting for my grandfather. And I thought, okay. This woman's black woman, about 30 maybe. And I didn't recognize her. And I said, well, who's your father? Grandfather. She goes, Jack. And I thought, ooh, funny he's got my name. And I looked at her and I said, she said, aren't you my grandfather? I said, no. I don't have children, grandchildren, or grandchildren. You're black, I'm white. I don't think that works. I was, you know.
Yeah.
And then she wanted to argue with me.
About whether or not you're her grandfather?
Yeah.
As if you wouldn't know?
Like she didn't. It sounded like she didn't know her grandfather, and she came because she wanted to meet her grandfather.
You sure you don't have a secret?
Yeah, I'm sure. I am very sure. And so
didn't work that way.
She finally got out of the truck and walked away. And I said, "What's your name?" And she said, "Daphne." I said, "Daphne, where do you live?" She goes, "Houston." And she walked away and faded away into the darkness.
Houston, Alabama?
Oh, I guess she meant Houston, Texas.
I didn't know there was a Houston, Alabama. There's a Houston County.
Yeah.
And there's a Houston County, Georgia.
Right. Anyway, I was. It was a little disconcerting.
That's wild.
I called Carol and I said, I'm going to be a little late. I'm waiting on the cops. She's like, what? So I told her the story, and everybody thinks I'm crazy. But when you open your car door and there's somebody sitting in there and you don't know
them. How do you know that wasn't like a figment of your imagination? How do you know you didn't hallucinate that story?
My headphones had been moved.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had a jacket.
Did she take the umbrella with her?
Yeah, it was her umbrella. Wasn't mine.
It was nice of you to give it back to her.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's
but,
wild.
But when she said my name, so I'm looking around thinking, okay, this is to divert my attention. Somebody's going to come up, put a gun on my head and
rob me or whatever.
But there was not anybody around.
Huh.
So anyway, I don't know if she was a homeless person who...
That's kind of what we speculated yesterday. She was trying to get out of the rain.
Get out of the rain. I'll never leave my truck unlocked again.
Boy, I'm telling
you. I don't
you.
Do it at night. You know, I was going to leave again. And there wasn't... The only thing of value in my truck was my headphones. And these things ain't...
Hold on. She's 30-ish.
Mm-hmm.
30 years ago, where did you live, Jack?
What year would that be?
It'd been 1988. Didn't you spend some time in Texas in the mid-80s?
Not 88.
Well, you're guessing her age. Jack?
What?
How do you know?
Well, how do I know she's 30?
Well, how do you know that, you know, you spent some time out in Texas?
I didn't live in Houston. I lived in Austin, but I wasn't there in 88.
People drive.
I was here in 88.
Okay. But you're just guessing she's 30. She could be 32. She could be 35. She could be 28.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just saying.
Anyway.
Our number 272922.
I'm not looking for Daphne. Let me just put it to you that way.
Daphne may be looking for you.
She apparently was.
You get that DNA test going. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Billy Idol's a citizen now. Got his citizenship papers yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great day for a naturalization ceremony.
Well, see, a Trump person.
I have no idea.
I doubt
it. I like
it.
Billy Idol, though.
Yeah.
He wants more, more, more. Yeah. We'll be back. Everything's going to be all right. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's amazing how quickly things change. Now it seems like my kids take care of me more than I do of them. I know they worry, but I want them to know they don't have to
do it alone and that Kindred can help. Kindred nurses and therapists help manage conditions like heart failure, COPD, and diabetes. For questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED and a registered nurse can walk you through care options that best fit your needs. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look. Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique, perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Burt at 657-1483.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Home Depot has savings on impressing the neighbors with 25% off licensed inflatables and yard decor. The holidays are blowing up big time at the Home Depot with the largest assortment of holiday characters and decor around at prices that are the exact opposite of inflated. 25% off licensed inflatables. This is how we take festive outside. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through November 21st. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Bailey Brothers Music Company on East Jefferson Street for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Phone calls in just a minute. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. Special this week at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, I'm hearing, is just divine. I have not had a chance to get there yet, but today may be the day that changes. Today may be the day that changes. And the special next week, I have a little preview of what it's going to look like. I might have gotten a text message yesterday. Included in that text message might be the preview. I'm just telling you, you guys, Midtown Pizza Kitchen is such a gem. Such a gem. Other places don't have stuff like this. I've lived in bigger cities and they don't have stuff this nice. I'm telling you, Midtown Pizza Kitchen is absolutely dynamite. Absolutely dynamite. Get by there, two locations, the High Point Shopping Center up in Prattville, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. So when you have the opportunity, please, please get by there. The special this week, I'll tell you a little bit more about the menu as we get closer to the 12 o'clock hour, but woo, it's dynamite. Dynamite. What?
We're on Booger Watch.
Yes, I know. It's gross up here. It's particularly gross today, and I don't know why. You know, we cleaned this place. I scoured this place not long ago. It was probably, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah.
I mean, I came in here, I washed every windowsill, washed the door top to bottom, the handrails or the chair rails around here. wiped down every counter, every computer, everything. I took loads of trash to the dumpster. I've got to do it again. I'm going to have to start doing it. It's like spring cleaning. I'm going to start doing it every spring and fall and winter and everything else.
That's gross.
Mark, you're on the air, my friend.
Hey, you got your Teddy Tidbit for the week.
All right.
Time now for a Teddy Tidbit with Barron on News and Views.
All right, Mark, hit me with it.
All right. Well, we talked about how TR, he was a fan of the Navy. He was Assistant Secretary of the Navy, and he wrote the Naval History of the War of 1812, which was used by the Navy as a study book for their officers. And his fascination for the Navy actually came from his mother's side of the family. You know, his mother's side of the family was from the South, and he had two uncles that fought in the Confederate Navy during the Civil War. And that's where his fascination for the Navy began.
One of them was a commander of a boat off of the Atlantic.
Yes, he was.
And a considerable war hero.
He actually had sunk several Union ships.
Yeah.
Before his boat was scuttled, but he was a very successful captain.
Yeah, very, very successful. And I wasn't aware that there was another one.
He had two. One was wasn't as high as, you know, one wasn't a captain. He was just a sailor in the Navy. You know, probably not as low as, you know, on the bottom because his mother's family was plantation owners back then, but, you know, from a well-to-do family in the South, but. That's where his fascination and love for the Navy grew.
You know what's funny? Martha Bullock was from, Forsyth County or somewhere down there in the Atlanta area. And I think I've said this on the air
Georgia.
Before. Yeah, I think I've said this on the air. A lot of people who know, like Roosevelt historians, believe the tragic figure of Scarlett O'Hara was based on Martha Bullock.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, that'd be an interesting thing to look into.
Yeah, obviously it's something that can't ever be proven, but there are a lot of parallels with her life. Obviously not perfectly parallel, but parallels with her life and her family and the type of place she grew up and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And Bullock Hall is still a beautiful place, you know. So.
But I wanted to chime in real quick on that DA situation. I've looked into it because I was pretty shocked by the headlines myself. That one trooper, he was fired shortly after an incident with the first black circuit judge of that circuit, that judicial circuit.
Yeah.
So, it probably had something to do with that why he was fired. Of course, they're not saying anything about it. But that's one thing I read is that he was fired shortly after he had an altercation with that circuit judge.
Yeah, someone just texted me that a little bit ago. The same person also texted me that it's been a bad day for the District Attorneys Association, a bad week. The Macon County DA died this week from cancer, and then this guy gets shot in the face.
And Jimmy Fry.
What about him?
I think he was a DA in Limestone County. He was an appellate judge from 99 to 01, and he died during... heart surgery.
Oh, that's right. I did hear about that.
He was a DA.
Oh, just a tragic week. Tragic week.
Yeah.
Hey,
y'all have a great weekend.
Appreciate it, Mark. Mark needs to get by Bullock Hall over in Roswell, Georgia when he gets a chance.
Was that some mansion?
Yeah, it's like a white mansion with the columns and all that.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's where the Roosevelts were married.
And
Teddy Roosevelt Sr.
He was Secretary of the Navy at one time?
Yeah.
What year do you know?
1897-ish, somewhere in there.
It was
93, maybe.
There was a man who was Secretary of the Navy under Nixon who tried to run for president later, and he didn't make it.
And you know who it was?
Yeah.
You gonna share it with us, or you gonna leave us all in suspense? I have a whole chair here, and I'm only currently using the edge.
That's so funny. Governor John Connally.
Oh, really? Yeah, he didn't make it.
He was Secretary of the Navy, I think, in 1970. And
Roosevelt, 1897. I should have gone with my gut instinct. I tried to talk myself out of 97 being correct.
Talk him out of?
I tried to talk myself out of it, of that being the correct date. Because I knew it was before he was governor, and he was governor right before he was president, and I was, you know, right before he... Yeah, anyway.
Talk him out of
it. I try to talk him out of it. Jersey.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, Jersey.
You guys are telling stories today. I'm going to tell you one about my slumber last night.
It's the right day. It's Friday. Jack, the rules on Friday?
There ain't, Nairn.
Go ahead.
So anyway, here I am sleeping. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I had this dream that we lost our president and vice president.
What?
And you know who stepped up to the podium?
Right now, Paul Ryan.
Whew. Good. I'm glad I had a mystery.
Paul Ryan until January 3rd is the third in succession. Second in succession, really.
Could you imagine Nancy Pelosi, that moron, being our president?
Yeah, and you know, I think in a normal situation where the Speaker of the House ascends to the presidency, it would be as a caretaker, almost exclusive. I can't imagine historically in the tragic event. No, it's never happened. But the tragic event where a president and a vice president both either predeceased or disqualified from service, and the Speaker of the House ascends to the presidency. Historically, I cannot imagine it being anything other than a let's just buckle down and wait for the next election, keep status quo, keep spending. She would not.
She's an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say idiot, but evil.
Pretty
certainly.
Close.
Certainly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to be. I'm want to describe national politicians as idiots because I might disagree with them. And I might think it's a stupid statement if you say I've been to all 57 states or something like that. But
or let's mean sign it, let's pass the bill so we can find out what's in
it. Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're stupid. I mean, that just means you're evil. You know? Stupid's an awfully... It's tough to be stupid and get to that point, to get to that
yeah,
level.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't think Obama was stupid. I think he was misguided on his principles.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was stupid.
Well, he got mixed up with the Muslim and all that stuff.
Well, he got mixed up with Coke first, and then he got mixed up with Muslims, and then he got mixed up with... you know, there's some great pictures of Obama from his... You know, this is really weird because the last couple presidents are the first ones who really came of age during the 35-millimeter era.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. And so they got some great pictures of President Obama who was young and came of age during that era. You know, where everybody had a camera and they were accessible and you could go get your film, you know, at the local 1 hour place at, you know, in the middle of the grocery store parking lot or whatever and go pick it up. These are, you know, we're really entering into the realm where those are the first, and 20 years from now, well, 30 years from now, we might end up with the first presidents who are really active on social media before entering public life. And that'll be groundbreaking as well. But as a result, there's some really interesting pictures of the last couple of presidents, Trump and Obama, as young people.
Yeah.
In their 20s and their 30s and their 40s. And we haven't really had the benefit of that. I mean, they're not like a surplus of pictures of Teddy Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt from their teens. But with these last couple, there are. And there's some great pictures of Obama with some really interesting people.
Yeah.
And had he been a Republican, the scrutiny he would have received from the media.
Yeah.
You know, an admitted cocaine seller, pot smoker, the people he was captured in pictures with.
Heirs?
Well, not just Heirs and Dorn. I'm talking about, like...
drug dealers.
Yeah. Notorious drug dealers and notorious... you know, Muslim activists that have gone on to do some pretty horrific things.
Well, Clinton pardoned one of them at the last minute.
Yeah. Hey, I got to run.
Okay, great, thanks. Great call.
Bye bye. We'll be back. No.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you hosting? hosting the holidays at your house this year? Need some money to deck the halls? Then it's time you make a call to Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's never too early to start preparing for the holidays. We understand the holiday season can be stressful, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? We at Alabama Home Mortgage are here to lighten Santa's load. With one call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you can unwrap the gift of refinance. By refinancing your home, you can get the money you need to make those home improvements you've been dreaming of. You can be the hostess with the mostest. Don't put Christmas on a credit card this year. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a series of very nice days ahead, not just this weekend, but into Thanksgiving week as well. With sunshine today and a nice recovery after that cold start, high temperature up to about 58. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature by morning, 36. Tomorrow, start of a nearly perfect November weekend. Sunshine, mid-60s tomorrow. How about low 40s on Saturday night? Upper 60s with sunshine on Sunday, and then continued nice, I think, as we start Thanksgiving week. Monday and Tuesday, lots of sunshine. Middle 60s look good for both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Where judges have lost their mind in this country. If we don't get these, I promise you that was an Article 3 federal judge. If we don't get these judges under control, kiss this damn country goodbye. Just kiss it goodbye. We're being overrun by tyrannical federal judges. I'm guessing it's a federal judge. A judge has ordered the White House to give Jim Acosta's press pass back. How is that? How can the judicial branch weigh in on the inner workings of the executive branch? With respect, they're not saying CNN can't cover them. They're saying Jim Acosta can't come into the White House. After accosting somebody, funny enough, he's not welcome. How is that even a ruling? How is that a ruling? That is the most ridiculous thing we have got to get this under control. I totally agree. Got to get this under control. If Donald Trump accomplishes nothing else,
He can totally reshape the federal judiciary. The Supreme Court now has an opportunity to rein in judges like this. A federal judge on Friday grants CNN's request for a court order that would temporarily reinstate network correspondent Jim Acosta's White House press pass. Do you know what the burden is for a temporary injunction? Lasting harm that is irreversible. That you cannot meet that burden by saying, if Jim Acosta can't cover the White House, this country's going to be so harmed. No, send someone else in there. CNN has a ton of anti-Trump, never-Trumper correspondents who are willing to walk in there and give the president a hard time. I mean, two dozen of them. Hell, they could have 1,500 if they just put out a casting call.
I know. You're beside yourself.
I'm beside myself because the Article III judges are completely out of control. And if this country does not rein them in, the Supreme Court needs to reshape. And if they won't, Congress can. Under the Constitution of the United States of America, a little document nobody bothers reading anymore. Congress can set the limits of what federal judges can cover and review. You don't even need the president's signature. That is given alone to Congress. You don't even have to have a federal judiciary. You could do away with every single federal court, the U.S. attorney system, the bankruptcy court system. There's nothing in the Constitution that requires these courts. They're created at the whim of Congress, and they can be taken away at the whim of Congress. And I would argue in the year 2018, they're unnecessary. But if you want to have them, fine. Congress needs to set boundaries as to what they can cover. And reviewing the press pass status of a hostile reporter is not among them. Is not among the things they should be covering. That is... Things like this make me want to move to Mexico or something.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
I'd rather live in Mexico. I'd rather the cartel run things than judges. Honestly. I'd rather drug cartels run things than federal judges.
They're more efficient.
Well, they're more efficient. But not only that, people recognize the illegitimate reign of the drug cartel. But you put on a black robe in a federal court and people go, well, he is a federal judge. Yeah, he is a federal judge. You know, Barron, you got to be careful. He is a federal judge. He's a clown. Whoever this judge is a clown, I can assure you. That is absolutely among the most asinine and ridiculous rulings I've ever seen issued from a federal court. And I've seen a plenty of them. I saw a federal court one time choke down the argument that the FBI happened to lose 8,000 text messages in the middle of a trial. Middle of Milton McGregor's trial. They just happened to lose 8,000 text messages between loser Keith Baker and his little side piece. And the judge like, oh, yeah, just happened to lose it. It happened. Well, Mr. FBI, have you ever lost text messages in this manner before? No, no. Only in the middle of a trial? Yeah, yeah. Only when the text message? Yeah, yeah. Loser Keith Baker. I cannot believe that man is employed. I cannot believe that man is employed. Jeff.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for the rant. I really do appreciate
Well,
it.
Jeff, you know it
so,
happened.
No, you're right, brother. I mean, it's known throughout your coverage area that you are the doctor of knowledge. I mean, without a doubt.
Jeff, you have earned yourself another 60 seconds.
Okay, great. Hey, listen, I just wanted to give you a follow-up on, you were talking about Gone with the Wind. It was written basically based upon a book and memoirs from a dear friend of mine, his mother. His name was James K. Patrick, a.k.a. Russ Robinson. They lived across the governor in Atlanta, but also, too, he was down in Orlando where he'd retired. He played for Sinatra for 26 years. But it was his mother, I think his name was Hattie, I'm not sure, but if you look it up, she was also the first Miss U.S. America or Miss USA, whatever it was, too. So it's an interesting story, and I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Well, I appreciate that. I do like the story of Gone with the Wind. I like it.
All right, brother.
Yeah, thanks.
Listen. You keep moving on.
Hey, yeah, you keep calling because you're complimentary.
I promise.
Yeah, I need more of that in my life.
I got it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Later, bye.
272
Trump home.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Trump home, brother.
272-9228 if you want to get in. Hey, my friend Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting, he wants you to call him. Why? I'm telling you, he recognizes the reality that from time to time, your paint falls into, I won't say garbage. Someone took issue with me saying that the other day, that your house looked like garbage. I wouldn't say your house looks like garbage, but your house looks mundane. It looks mundane. It doesn't have that snap and sizzle and pop, but it can. It can if you get Riley Manning over there. He can tighten up the paint. It all starts with the paint. I know people who painted their house in anticipation of moving because they were sick of their house, and after they painted their whole house, they were like, yeah, we kind of like this place. We're going to stay here. It's like moving. It's like moving into a brand new place. Riley can help you with that and more. He could do staining, dyeing, concrete work, all that kind of, you know, not lay the concrete, but stain and dye the concrete that's being laid. He's a fantastic guy. Call him. Call him. 799-1284. That is a double secret bat phone, my friends. A double secret bat phone. What that means is it goes right to his pockets. You don't have to put up with the hubbub and bustle and fuss of trying to go through an operator and an exchange and, you know, a receptionist and all that. You can. He has one of those phones where you can do that. But you don't have to. You don't have to. You can call him directly. 799-1284. 799-1284. You can check him out on his outrageous website, RileyManningPainting.com. Was that nicer, Jack? Not telling people their houses look like garbage?
Yeah. That was a lot nicer, Baron.
I try to be nice.
Yeah.
Tom, sit tight. I'll be with you in a second. The rules on Friday, Jack Hammond?
There ain't nairn.
All about whatever you want.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Lyle here from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're conveniently located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week for all of your jewelry needs. Whether it's a repair, whether you want to trade, sell, or have us make something from your heirloom jewelry, we're happy to do it. Come see our new beautiful collections, pick out something, let us make it, whatever it is. We're open to Marguerite's. We're going to give you the highest quality, the finest service, all with top-notch jewelers and at the best price. Come see us at Marguerite's. We really appreciate your business. Thank you.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SPEAK to 484848. Text SPEAK to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SPEAK to 484848.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To the top of the hour.
It's gonna take time.
Jack, did you get a good night's sleep last night?
I did.
You know, I did too. You know why?
I finally turned the heat on.
Well, I did too yesterday. It was 61 in my house. I had to. I anticipated yesterday that the heat was, that the sun was going to come out yesterday. It didn't.
No.
And when it didn't come out yesterday until like 3 in the afternoon, it had already gotten down to 61 in our house. Had to turn the heat on. Because it had been 61 going into last night. I'd have woken up in like the low 50s, and that's not going to cut it.
No.
Had I just made it, but if we could have made it, we won't need heat again for another week. I mean, turn the heat off if you turned it on yesterday. Turn it off. You're not going to need it for another week. Because you get that solar heat during the day, and your house will go up, and then it'll cool down a little at night. It's a perfect. It's a nice diurnal variation. Hey, like that's a $6 word right there. You got to pay for that. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. I slept well in particular last night, not just because of the climactic niceness in the house. No. I slept on a Mr. Sandman pillow. I'm telling you, that pillow has changed my life. Changed my life. He is absolutely fantastic. He's fantastic. Mattresses, pillows, he's got just everything you could need to get a wonderful night's sleep. And when you get a good night's sleep, you feel better. Do you feel as good as I feel right now out there?
I have no idea.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about everybody out there.
Oh, the collective you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear the kind of mood I'm in. I'm in a great mood. Do you feel that good? If you don't, you're probably not sleeping very well. Not sleeping very well. Or you didn't have two bowls of chili before you went to bed like I did.
Oh, my God.
Man, it was good.
Did you toss and turn?
No, I didn't. Mr. Sandman pillow kept me sleeping.
Was it homemade chili?
Yeah, I made it yesterday.
Really?
It's really good.
Did you put in it?
Probably nothing you like. I put a lot of navy beans, some light red kidney beans, a ton of meat. Not ground beef, but the like ground up steak. And or like lightly ground steak, you know, it said big chunks. And some onion, some tomato sauce, you know, some
chili
seasoning.
Powder.
Oh, yeah.
Cumin.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Probably 4 tablespoons of cumin. And
that's a lot of cumin.
Yeah, well, it's a big pot. You know, you didn't ask me how big the pot was, Jack. And then,
did you rub it?
Well, it got even bigger.
That's what I mean.
It's just God. Grown out of control.
I mean, how did it even fit in your kitchen?
But it was good. But I slept well after eating chili because of Mr. Sandman. Garlic? Oh, yeah, of course, garlic. Garlic. I mean, garlic goes in everything. What do you not put garlic in?
A lot of stuff. I'm not a garlic
person. Throw it on ice cream. I mean, anything. It's good on anything. Mr. Sandman, 2 locations, the Millbrook location and the Atlanta Highway location. Sorry that if David Justice is listening, sorry I
merged
your commercial with
I asked too many questions. I still have another
with chili.
One.
Go ahead.
Navy beans, were they in the can?
Yeah, oh yeah. Canned navy. Why would you make navy beans not in the can? I rinsed them off so they didn't have all that salt and calcium chloride on them. But yeah, of course.
In this okay. I like that. Well, I'm not a kidney bean fan.
I wouldn't have put them in. There was a specific request from inside the house for kidney beans. She likes kidney beans.
I like pinto beans in my
Your chili?
Mm-hmm.
I like navy beans. And you know, they're becoming harder to find. I don't know if there's like a navy bean shortage or what. But some stores have stopped carrying navy beans, and it is the premier chili bean, in my opinion.
Because they're not big, and those kidney beans are dry.
Well, not
hard.
Only that, they're insulin resistant. I mean, they don't raise your blood sugar, so then you don't crash afterwards. Some of those beans raise your blood sugar, real starchy. Then you have blood sugar crash when your insulin kicks in.
Yeah, it's a bad thing.
Let's see here, Tom.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Good. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I didn't ask, but that's okay.
Okay.
I just said, hey, buddy.
Well, at least I'm not going to talk about coon hunting or chemtrails.
Well,
okay?
Then you're a friend of mine.
Okay. on this Jim Acosta thing with CNN and all that jazz.
Yeah.
Could they just, I'm sure they have assigned seats where they sit in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed he's kind of right up front mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Could they move him to the back and just never call on him and say, okay, fine, here you go. They retaliate, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that would be a solution or not. I don't know what the solution would be.
But you said it was a temporary order, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean something else is going on in the background? I would assume that.
Well, that's just the procedural posture of the case. They didn't ask for more than a ten. See, when you file a suit like that, you're asking for temporary relief. While the merits of the case proceed.
Okay.
And that's why I'm saying the burden's very high on that temporary relief, because you have to show that there's irreversible harm taking place.
But there still is a chance, then, whatever else is going on in the background from a legal perspective, that it would come down that the White House can do that.
There's a chance, but in addition to the irreversible harm, you know what the other thing you have to show is? Likelihood of prevailing on the merits.
Okay.
That's kind of the Texas two-step you do on an injunction. So.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to do that, and I'll save my coon hunting and chemtrail questions till next Friday.
Please. That'd be fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, y'all are off because it's the day after Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, well.
Okay. Well, y'all have a good holiday, okay?
We'll be here next week. We'll be here next week.
I hope not.
We'll hear some of it.
All right.
But
not on Thursday. Not on Friday. Yeah, that's a good point. Not on Friday.
All right. Well, y'all have a good holiday and good show.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I think we'll be here a couple of 3 days next week.
Yeah, I'll probably
be here.
We're not
going to do Thursday and Friday, though.
No.
May not do Wednesday.
Really?
Well, you know.
Who do you think you are?
George Baron Coleman. Last time I looked in the mirror.
It's not good enough to take off Wednesday.
Well, we'll find out.
Which is fine with me.
I got bad news for the audience. I will not be your next probate judge, despite the 7 write-in votes I was able to tally. You know why? Secretary Merrill has ordered election workers not to count write-in votes.
Why?
Well, because the difference in the write-in, the difference cannot be made up in any election. Nobody would be unseated. No election would be reversed, so why waste the time counting them up? I think it's a cute headline, but I don't think it really matters. Let's see here.
So he's saying if their write-in votes in any race don't count.
Yeah, because there's not enough to make up for
it. How does he know that?
Because he knows the numbers.
Okay.
Let's say there were 1,000 votes cast, and 501 of them went for Jim Smith. Even if all 499 write-in votes were against Jim Smith, were for Tom Jones, Tom would not win, because Jim Smith would be able to clear the 50% plus one hurdle.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I guess.
I got a host of news here. And I've got it separated the way I usually separate it. International, national, local. But I have a different one, too, here, because I've got some extra news on the Florida recount, including some hilarious headlines. So we got a bunch to talk about when we get back. A bunch to talk about, including some tragic stories. Ugh. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. Ooh, Jack, this is a headline I want to read when I get back.
What does it say?
Men with beards are more attractive, according to a new study.
That's bull.
You'll see.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is